I'm looking for the Margaret Street Gallery in the centre of London, just around the corner from the BBC on Great Portland Street, just north of Oxford Street in the New Photographers Gallery. But not normally, you don't normally find many photography galleries around here. There's the door. Hello. Hi. Very well.
Are you from the source?
The very same.
Are you? I'm Magda.
Magda,
I just
nice
work
from
Deborah. Nice
Hi,
to meet
Deborah.
You. Deborah is downstairs.
Great. Shall I follow you?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my God, you're already equipped.
That's right.
Rearing to go. You obviously have very little time.
No, I have plenty of time. It's just that I wanted to get the ambience of walking along the street and the experience of coming into the gallery for the first time.
Oh, right.
Wow. Take a seat.
So, yes, how long have you been here?
Since the 21st of April.
And what's your background in photography?
Other than the collector, very little.
Oh, so you started off as a collector of photography?
Yeah, but I was in partnership with somebody who was deeply entrenched in the industry.
Right.
And that partnership was very short-lived.
Right. If you were going to introduce your programme to somebody who didn't know the kind of work you exhibited, how would you describe it?
We're slowly changing our programmes to much younger artists, photographers, more conceptual photography. Even 2 and 3D using photography.
There's sort of division between the publicly funded galleries like the Photographer's Gallery and other private galleries that are selling prints. Which do you find you're looking the most at?
Definitely not the Photographer's Gallery.
Right. how can you be so
I'm
deaf?
Sorry, I'm really putting my foot in it now.
How is it you can be so definite? What is it that's...
Because I think that there's a definite lack of imagination there. Mm-hmm. And their choice of work is wholly uninspiring.
Right. That's great. That's
good. I mean, serious shit.
Not afraid to put your cards on the table. Who do you find is the really hits the mark for you?
I think occasionally Atlas does some very good shows. And I think Hackleberry... at Perry Photo had an amazing show. William Klein and I can't remember the other two. These guys print on watercolour paper and then use gesso and all sorts of things to alter the photograph into something, an object, an exquisite object. But I think then people feel that this is more a one-off. It's their object. They'll leave with that particular thing and there will not be another one like that.
Can you tell when you look at something whether people are going to buy it or not?
I hope so. I actually think, because I come from a collecting background, I know what I would buy. I have Rachenko's, I have Mary Marr that I bought 20 years ago, I've got George Rogers, and then the art that I own is everything from old master drawings to 60s collage.
The people that you want to show, are they people that would describe themselves as photographers or artists? Or is that not really a meaningful distinction anymore?
You know, there is that sort of 40-year-old white male photographer who will say that he is a photographer. Mm-hmm. Kids in their 20s will say that they're artists. I think it's a matter of age and perception and what they're taught now at college or at university and how to think of themselves.
Could you say something about the kind of people that buy photographs? I mean, you're one yourself, or buy artworks, I suppose, but photography in particular. Is there anything about them that marks them out?
Male, most definitely.
And is it a certain age, or, you know, what do you...
Yes, it is. People of a certain age, and I would say from about 40 upwards. Mm-hmm. And it's a particular type. But I think that's changing too. And I would like to change it. I'd like to sell affordable work to a much younger demographic.
What do you know? What happens to the pictures? Do they?
Lots of people. I think people that really buy, as in obsessive collectors, store them and don't even have them in their living rooms, which I think is criminal, but you know, people buy for investment.
So how many of you are there working?
All in all, I'd say there are about six of us.
And what do the two of you do? Because you're sitting in front of me.
Well, I'm the director. I'm waiting to go home. No, that's not true.
Okay. All girls.
All girls, right.
All girls, actually. No.
Is that accidental or...?
It is accidental, but it's, you know, Lily occasionally goes, girl. Makes me laugh. And well, I think actually we're quite intimidating because, you know, you get this sort of the ubiquitous, the sort of 40-year-old white male photographer walking in here. We can bully them like no tomorrow. And we're quite intimidating. I mean, not on purpose, but
we can see
being
that.
All female, you know.